New from Sweaty Teddy. We're talking about your Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. That track is called American Campfire. And man, oh man, do I love that song. The more I play it, the more I love it. Listen to those screaming guitar licks. Ted still got it, no doubt about it. Mentioned several weeks ago that Ted is going to be joining me here on Quartz in Session to talk to all of you. And I have gotten so many emails asking when he's going to be on. Looks like he's going to be on towards the end of March, maybe beginning of April. But I'm excited, and it's going to be a great show. And you know, with Ted Nugent, you never know what he's going to say, but you know he's going to speak his truth, and he's certainly a great American. New tune, American Campfire, new Ted Nugent album coming out in April called Detroit Muscle. So last Friday, I went to the Palace Theater for two shows. I saw Loverboy last Wednesday, and then last Friday, I saw America. And America was sold out. And I gotta tell you, I was so impressed with how great they were, how good they sounded, how good they looked. I don't think those guys age. And it was just a fantastic concert. First time seeing America for me. And there will hopefully be many more. Well, we got a request from Tim and Sharon in Adamsburg, listening online at WRCT.org. They want to hear some America. Give this a listen. This was a big hit back in the early 80s. Haven't heard this on the radio in a long time. This is The Border. And don't change that dial. Coming up, we've got Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge real soon.
flames. The defender of the faith. Hearts in Session with your host, Eric Jackson Laurie.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, Kibler, California. And you just heard the Vanilla Fudge classic, You Keep Me Hanging On, going back to 1967. Everyone from Led Zeppelin to The Who to Deep Purple lists Vanilla Fudge as one of their main influences. I said at the top of the show that we were going to have a great one tonight. And on the phone with me right now, we've got Vanilla Fudge lead singer Mark Stein. Mark, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. So great to have you on Courts in Session. Tell us about what's going on with Vanilla Fudge. You got the original band back on the road.
Well, yeah, it's three original members. It's myself, Mark Stein, and Vince Martell, guitarist, and Carmine Appice on drums. Three out of four ain't bad, and we got Pete Bremmy on bass, who's been with us for over a decade, and of course, the original bass player and singer, Timmy Bogart, passed on about a year ago. But, yeah, so we're out there still rocking after half a century, and we got a handful of dates coming up in April, trying to, you know, turn over rocks and bypass this pandemic that most of us have been going through, all of us, actually. And but, you know, we're going to be out there in April, and, you know, excited to be doing it again. We actually just played some cool dates back in November of last year, which is only a few months ago. But we're still out there rocking, and we're having a good time, and people are coming, and people are digging it, and as long as they keep digging it, we keep playing, and it's been a great love affair for all these years with the classic rock audience, you know?
Well, word on the street was your show back in October out in Warrendale near Pittsburgh was just dynamite. I kept hearing from many people who had been at the show how incredible it was. Talking about April, I'm looking at your upcoming tour dates. You've got a show at the Carlisle Theater on April 20th and at the Lamp Theater in Irwin on April 30th. What can our listeners expect to see when they come to a Vanilla Fudge concert?
Well, you can see and hear, you know, all the classic iconic arrangements like You Keep Me Hanging On and, you know, songs like Break On Through that we rearranged, you know, from The Doors that was on Spirit of 67 album. Songs like People Get Ready, you know, the new cut that we had out a few months ago, Stop in the Name of Love, which is the last song that all four original members played on. And we're getting a great response out there. You're going to see some really wild solos. You're going to see over half a century of experience and power and dynamics and a band that that still rocks for guys our age. And I'm still proud to say that. And we're all, you know, still pretty jazzed to still be able to be doing it. So come on out and let's rock. Let's have a great night.
Well, 2022... talking to Mark Stein about Vanilla Fudge on the road is a real thrill for so many people, myself included. Well, Mark, you've got a brand new solo album. I've heard it. It's terrific. We've been playing it here on Courts in Session. The name of the new solo album is There's a Light. Tell us about this new LP.
Well, There's a Light is a solo album that's a long time coming. I finally found an outlet, you know, for all my songs about social issues and patriotic issues and songs about love. And the folks over at Decco Records and Decco Entertainment, you know, really love what I was doing. So it's a collection of tracks over the last few years. And the latest song that I wrote is a song called We Are One, which reflects, you know, the attitude and the feeling about the pandemic when it first came out. And it's pretty much a spiritual tune, and I'm proud of the lyrics and the, you know, the vocals on it and the arrangement. So that's the first single that's off the album. And, you know, I also did covers of Ball of Confusion, which the world is a ball of confusion right now. I mean, the song is part of a collection of songs that has a theme, that there's a light is there's a light that burns so deep within us, if only we could find a way to keep it turned on, which is a spiritual light. You know, it's just part of the lyrics from We Are One. But the song rocks, and it's got ballads on it, and it's got some really cool arrangements that I used to have fun doing with the Fudge, but it's my solo thing. So it's a combination of really cool things, and I hope you'll give it a listen. I think Classic Rock is going to like it.
Well, let's play something from the new Mark Stein album, There's a Light, right now. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. From the new Mark Stein LP, this is All Lives Matter. Just tuning in, we've got Mark Stein, lead singer and keyboardist of Vanilla Fudge, on the radio with us right now. You just heard a song from his latest album, There's a Light. That was All Lives Matter. And Mark, I got to tip my hat to you. That song rocks, and you're not afraid to talk about what's going on in today in 2022.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll confronted with all kinds of social issues, political issues, you know, racial issues, just so much divide in this country like I've never seen. And I've seen a lot coming through the 60s. But, you know, the song, you know, just, again, it just came out of the writer. And I think it just reflects what's on a lot of people's minds. So there you have it.
Well, the whole album is not only terrific, but it's very positive. This is an album that I've really enjoyed it. I've been playing it in the car myself. So, Mark, Vanilla Fudge back on the road. New album, There Is a Light. You got a lot of stuff going on. You're back on the road when other bands are afraid to get out there, which we all appreciate. But something we all appreciate also is knowing what our favorite rock and rollers listen to in their downtime. You ready to take over the turntables?
Yeah, man.
Why don't you give me a couple songs that you want our listeners to hear and tell me why?
Yeah, well, you know, one of my favorite bands from the 60s is The Doors, okay? They had so many great songs and, you know, such an incredible vibe from that era. And they reflected such a time of creativity, you know, along with the Fudge in the early days. But and Robbie Krieger, who I just toured with last November, a really good friend of mine. I just finished his book, Set the Night on Fire, and he talks about all these great songs. So let's play a song called Roadhouse Blues, which is a really great rocker. And if anybody really wants to know, that's John Sebastian playing harmonica on that, and a great old guitar player by the name of Lonnie Mack that's actually playing bass on this song, this great rocker, Roadhouse Blues. So take it away.
And give me one more for our listeners.
Yeah, one of the songs that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, not only Vanilla Fudge, but so many great artists should be in there. One of the bands from the great 70s is Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And, you know, Carl Palmer's a really good friend of mine. I played some shows with him and did some tributes to the late, great Keith Emerson. We had some great fun playing together. So one of my favorite songs from that era is a great single called Lucky Man by ELP, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. So let's give the listeners another history to hear that great tune.
You got it. We're talking to Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge. He's got a brand new solo album, There's a Light. We've been playing it here in Quartz in Session. Mark, thank you for joining us. We're going to see you in April here in Pennsylvania, and you're always welcome to come on back on Quartz in Session.
That sounds great, Eric, and I really appreciate everything you're doing. Keep up the good work, and let's keep the classic rock flame flying, you know?
Have a great night, brother.
You too, my man.
Give up your vows. Give up your vows. Save our city. Save our city. Right now. And I woke up in the morning. I got myself a beer. And I woke up in the morning. And I got myself a beer. The future's uncertain. And the end is always near. Let it roll, baby, roll. Let it roll, baby, roll. Let it roll, baby, roll. Let it roll, hey, all night long.
White horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man. Lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh.
His blood ran as he cried. No money.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
As an adult, kids want to know you're listening to them, but they also want to listen to you. When it comes to alcohol, they want to know your expectations and how and why to avoid underage drinking. Talking early and often about it in everyday conversations reinforces your message and keeps lines of communication open. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, it's the Mockster here. You might know me from such great radio shows right here on WRCT as Viva La Mock or, well... No, that's pretty much all you might know me about. But I want to let you know and remind you, in case you forgot, you're listening to Courts in Session with my rockin' attorney and yours, Eric Jackson Lurie.
What a shame. All right. My lady at the casino. She lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me, no. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do our lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Oh. Until the next time I see you. But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose. One going for my bus band, other one for the jukebox to hear me some blues. Gotta hear me some blues. Said I wouldn't be over here. My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah. 'Cause he'd been sneaking around every night. But I got caught up over here, yeah. Got caught up in this scene. But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose. These last $2, you mad now? I'm not gonna lose. One going for my bus fare, and the other for the jukebox. I got to hear me some down home blues.
Last $2, not gonna lose. Last at the casino. Lost all the money, yeah. She said, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry, honey. If you wanna do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio, part of the Courts in Session family. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you just heard the latest from Rod Stewart. His new album is called The Tears of Hercules, and that was his cover of Grand Funk with Some Kind of Wonderful. So this Sunday, Alice Cooper is back in town. You know, I'm a big Alice Cooper fan. As a matter of fact, Alice is my second favorite band of all time. And I'll tell you what, his concerts are the best concerts out there. Next to the Rolling Stones, there are not two better rock and roll shows you can see than the world's greatest rock and roll band and Your Uncle Alice, both theatrically and musically. If you have never seen Alice Cooper, well, I've said this before, we don't live forever, and neither do our favorite rock stars. So if Alice has been on your bucket list, you may want to consider getting out there and checking him out while you can, while he's still touring. Puts on one heck of a show. So I got a number of requests for Alice. I'm going to take a couple requests, and we're going to do a triple shot, starting early in his career, ending to his most recent album. Let's go back to 1971 from the Killer album. This song was written with Jim Morrison in mind. This is Desperado, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
What's your password?
What, Ryan, you don't know my password? Come on, Ryan.
Here we go. All right, take two.
This is Ryan Roxy from the Alice Cooper Band and Roxy 77. You're listening to my rocket attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Shut Up and Rock. That's the latest from Alice Cooper from his most recent studio album, Detroit Stories, and a good album it is. Before that, you heard the title track from 1977's Lace and Whiskey, and a little useless trivia, a little trivia to throw my way if you ever meet me out and about. That was the second album, the second vinyl record I ever purchased for myself. Bought it with my newspaper route money. A lot of people would say Lace and Whiskey is the worst Alice Cooper album. Of course, right? But I was 12 years old, Alice Cooper was cool, and it didn't matter. Of course, Alice Cooper is still cool. That track is going out to Fran, listening in North Versailles. Started all off with the 1971 classic Killer, and that was Desperado. Alice Cooper coming to the Heinz Hall here in Pittsburgh this Sunday night. Going to be a great show. So this hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, who joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit IrmaFreeman.org. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. So did someone say it's St. Patrick's Day? Well, March 17th is a special day for a lot of people. So let's do a set of Irish rock and roll in celebration of the holiday. We're going to start off with some new music from the band Tempest. They've got a brand new album called Going Home, and this song is called Paul Sign Homer, which translates to Paul's Chickens. Raise your glass, turn up the stereo, and give this a listen.
That sounds from within. This is where everything begins. Don't lose what you've been through. What's true for you? Where you're going to? What you gonna do? So let your station for the folk of your nation. Something that you wear with pride. So can be your vision or something that is hidden. It's not something that you gotta hide.
After our affair, I swore that I'd leave Dublin, and in that line I left behind the years, the tears and the memories of you in Dublin. At the quays, friends come to say farewell. We'd laugh and joke and smoke, and later on the boat, I'd cry over you in Dublin. How can I leave the town that brings me down, that has no jobs, but is blessed by God, Dublin? And at sea with blowing hair, I think of Dublin, of Grafton Street and Derby Square, and those of whom I really care, and you in Dublin.
Keeps on reading. Is this the end?